a tent with some a chair and some equipment. So if anybody needs to feed a baby or change a baby or a child, there's a facility that's clean, safe, it's private. And so we've been offering that out at our local festivals, and it's been a big hit. So that's something that is just available to anybody having a festival or event. I think we'll be at the Harvest Moon is the next one that we'll be at with that. So people really seem to enjoy it, and the families tend to be really grateful to have kind of that private space, you know, if they're feeding a baby or changing. It just is a good spot for that. And then also we do have portable sinks that we're offering out. So we've got two of those. So if there's any festivals that want to have a portable sink out at their event for hand hygiene, they're welcome to borrow that. We do have that available to the public. So, and then also lastly, I just want to share that we recently hired a new position. It's a bilingual liaison. His name is Omar, and he speaks Spanish and English. And so through our vaccine efforts, we really found a need for that skill set. So we have hired Omar on to be our bilingual liaison. And so he's working a lot with our translation services. We do have a number of clients that come in that speak Spanish. And so he'll be translating in our WIC appointments, also our clinical appointments, and then also working with our, you know, our Hispanic population to make sure that they're aware of the health department services and can get plugged in where needed. So, any questions? No, we're just trying to get back to business as usual. You know, there is a certain amount of COVID work that we have to do, but we're really, as a department, looking forward and trying to get back to more of those strategic and other public health priorities that we've got in mind. So that's where we're going.
Do the customers, is the office, both offices still open, Forsyth and Branson? The customers can go in, or do they call and make an appointment?
They do need to call and make an appointment. And we do have folks, when they get to the parking lot, we have them call. We do just a brief health screening. And we've actually found that a lot of our families, they're pretty happy with, you know, being served, either just handing things out a window. We do have our window system open. And so it's a little bit more convenient and faster, it seems like. If we can, you know, hand a birth certificate out the door, exchange payment, then that's what we do. But if people need to come in for a service, we are doing that. But we have them go through a quick health screening just to ensure that we're keeping them safe and our staff safe as well.
Yeah. So we have, like you said, there's kind of a valley right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, are the experts talking on what they think is going to happen in the future? Don't know.
I think it's nobody knows is kind of the answer to that. But I think for our purposes, our team, you know, we're kind of looking to what happened last year. That may be me. Apologies.
Okay.
So we're looking to what happened last year. So COVID is a respiratory virus. And so historically, respiratory seasons really flare up whenever individuals are gathering indoors and not so much outdoors. So we last year really started to see our numbers increase in that, I would say starting late October, you know, when it gets cooler. And then, of course, you know, when you have the holidays, we tend to see our numbers increase after holidays as well. So last year we saw starting in late October, just kind of an upward trend. We peaked December 1st, and I think we had 86 new cases that day. We kind of held in that low 80s range through December and then kind of trended downwards in January. So I think, you know, what we're looking at and preparing for is that once the weather starts getting colder, we anticipate we'll see those numbers increase. You know, and that's also pending how our vaccination rates go. So the lower that number is, the more we think that spike is going to be. The more folks that get vaccinated, we think it'll be a lesser of a spike. So we're keeping our eye on some of those factors, but it's, you know, it's just human nature when people gather indoors. You know, that's when you see viruses in general spread. That's our cold and our flu season as well. So it all kind of coincides.
So you still need to encourage mask wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Encourage vaccination.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Encourage
hand hygiene, staying home when you're not well. We're really promoting just a layered approach. So, you know, basically the more preventive measures you can take, the safer you're going to be for yourself and those around you. So we are encouraging vaccinations. And if anybody has questions, we are always available to answer those. There's a lot of information out there that is not correct. And so if people do have questions or just want to talk through you know, their concerns. Our team's on hand for that. You know, they have the credible sources and are willing and happy to share that information out. So still encouraging vaccinations. They're widely available. They're safe. They're effective. And all of the other things you mentioned, the hand hygiene, wearing face coverings when indoors, especially when around individuals, other people, staying home when you're sick, that can't be stressed enough. So all the things, we're still encouraging all those preventive measures.
Mm-hmm. When you're saying wearing indoors when mm-hmm. you're around people, are you still going with the 6-foot distance? Like as you see here, there's few people in here.
Yeah, so we do encourage if you're going to be indoors in a public area to wear those, just because it's sometimes hard to avoid that interaction with individuals. You know, our nature as humans is to stand close to each other. And so we do encourage in indoor public spaces to wear those face coverings as a preventive measure.
I will say on a personal note, even though I know you say 144 deaths overall, and you may think, well, that's not mm-hmm. so much for the county. The other thing is, I don't know if it's reported to the health department, is when you have the virus, you don't know how it's going to affect you. Mm-hmm. Like here at the county, we've witnessed lungs over this last of the Delta virus. Mm-hmm. We've had that have been on oxygen for weeks and yeah. months now yeah. and may have, you know, permanent damage.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you just, well, you may have it and it not affect you that much mm-hmm. and everything, but you don't know.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know, we've seen folks that we thought would, you know, kick it and do well and get well quickly and have not, and mm-hmm. and vice versa. So you just really never know how it will impact you. You know, we do, you know, we encourage individuals, you know, especially as we're entering virus season, just to stay healthy overall. So, you know, reducing stress where you can, you know, eating well, being active, all those things you can do so that your body's not as susceptible. So just that staying healthy overall is really important. The other thing that not everybody realizes is that this Delta variant, it is more contagious than chickenpox. So it's quite a bit more contagious in terms of what we saw with, you know, previous strains. So it's very easily transmitted.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm not trying to reiterate, but is it from what I'm hearing, even the vaccinated folks can carry the mm-hmm. virus and pass it?
Yep, that is true. So for somebody that is vaccinated, and we have had individuals, not a huge numbers, but we've had some vaccinated individuals that have come down with COVID. And so that's why wearing the face coverings, even if you're vaccinated indoors, and, you know, if you're not well, stay home, even if you've been vaccinated, because it is possible. It's not, you know, super common, but it is possible.
Was you referring to, you say, even though you don't have it, you could carry the virus and not?
No, if you, even if you're vaccinated, there is a potential for getting COVID, and it tends to be a very less severe case. And so that's why it's important to take those precautionary measures just in case, because sometimes individuals that have been vaccinated that got COVID, they had a mild case and thought, oh, this might be allergies or a minor cold, when in reality it turned out to be COVID. And so, you know, no vaccine is 100% will prevent you from getting whatever it is you're vaccinated against, but it does, the COVID vaccine does have a high percentage of effectiveness in keeping you from getting severely ill or death. So, and like I said, it's not super common, the individuals that are vaccinated get COVID, but it has happened, and it has happened here in Taney County, enough so that we do encourage all of those preventive measures just to be on the safe side.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance broker of record 2021 to 2022, number 21-107 HR. Received a letter dated September 16, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has reviewed the memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent and approves the memorialization as to form.
Guys, any questions?
No, I think just standard.
Move to approve the memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance broker of record line between Taney County and Allis Acres of Arney.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I guess we'll recess until 10 o'clock. We'll be back here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for loggers 80 and out discussion. I guess somebody's coming for that.
I was told that why. That's why it's at 10. They couldn't be here till the end.
All right.